Hey, friend, welcome to the Funny Thing About Parenting podcast. TJ here along with Melissa.
Hi.
You weren't going to miss 2 weeks in a row.
No, I guess not.
Thanks for joining us. If you're listening, wherever you're listening from, it is a pleasure. It is a pleasure. We are in blizzard conditions here in Minnesota, somehow powering through. I may or may not be escaping and leaving Melissa behind for 48 hours.
Yeah, as long as your flight lets you leave.
We'll find out. Go shoot some content with my buddy Landon, who was with us last week.
Yeah.
And
that was fun.
What did you think of that? We haven't really fully talked about
it. I enjoyed that.
So to catch up, listeners, if you haven't listened to last week, me and my buddy, he has three boys. We have three girls plus a boy, but we kind of compared notes on being a boy dad versus being a girl dad.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I'm trying to remember. There was a few times where I like wanted to interject and be like, sometimes... I don't know. I cannot remember right now, but I thought you guys were great.
Mom brain.
I enjoyed it. But yeah, there's a couple of times I'm like, if a mom was on right now, we would have something to say.
Really?
I cannot remember.
Was it about being a boy dad or boy, a girl dad?
Maybe a girl dad.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we definitely, one thing that comes to mind is our girls definitely still really love potty humor. I think that's just a kid thing.
That's true. There is. Yeah, that's true. It's not just a boy thing.
No.
There's plenty of that to go around.
That's funny for everyone, right?
It is funny for everyone. Everybody here is happy to have you back, Melissa. This week, it's a little... I would say, like, I'm not sure exactly where we're going with this, but it's sort of mom... It's sort of mom related.
Okay.
Because... Here's where I want to take it. And this might not be 100% relatable to everybody, but I think everybody will be able to relate to it in a different way. If your kids, whether now or in the past, have been very busy or like super into a certain sport or activity, it can kind of consume you, you know? And then when you add multiple kids to the mix, that's what happens. So if you're a younger parent, this is your future, and get excited because it's actually kind of fun. And I'm talking about being a dance mom.
Oh.
Because you are
I'm a new dance mom.
You're a dance mom. What's the quick snapshot of what our dance situation is?
Right. So our 8-year-old and our 6-year-old did some rec dance last year, and then this year is their first time doing a competition dance team. So that just means it's a lot more intense, and instead of just one recital to look forward to, they have competitions, and yeah, so that involves doing their hair. Well, for class, I do their hair like 3 times a week, so 6 times.
Well, starting there, that's the big difference. As our girls went from rec dance, which was once a week, to now competition dance, which is 3 times a week.
For sometimes 3 hours
several,
at a time.
They're there all the time. And all the dads from like the traveling baseball team were like, oh, just you wait. You've seen nothing yet. I'm like, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Traveling baseball, traveling basketball. I'm sure it can't be any like more, whether it's time consuming or expensive or whatever.
Oh, yeah. And intense. It's dance is both. Yeah.
They're all like, oh, just you wait. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. And I'm like,
right.
Okay, we'll see. And it has been a lot.
It's been a lot. It's, and then I think with any sport, there's like this kind of like unsaid kind of expectation that if you want to be serious about this and be great, you do all the extra things, even at such a young age. So like these girls are dancing 3 times a week, but then I feel like our girls are like one of the only girls who aren't doing an extra turns class and an extra acro class and an extra one-on-one class every week because we're new, so we didn't like go. I mean, I just kind of want to ease them into this, see if they like it.
Yeah,
and they are, they were loving it. But yeah, it is a culture for sure, and it's a fun one, but it's an intense one.
So during the week they have 10 Lee and Maisie have dance twice on a weeknight, but neither of them have it the same night.
Right.
Which means you or I...
So 4 weeknights.
Are kind of like shuttling the girls to and from dance 4 times a week.
Yep.
Which, and then on Saturdays, they're both there, but inconveniently. Mm-hmm. And of course, it doesn't like match up timing wise. It's like, what a difference of 45 minutes or something.
Right.
Which is like too much time to hang around, but not enough time to.
So you end up making 4 trips instead of like, hey, let's all go.
Luckily, we're like 8 minutes from the studio. But then the competitions have just begun. But before we get to that, because I think we have a couple of funny stories from this last weekend. Our expectation going into this year was a little bit hesitant and nervous that this was going to be too much for the girls. Mm-hmm. Maisie, our first of 2 youngest children, youngest vibes, very passionate young girl. Last year, it was like so hard to get her to go to dance every time.
Right.
Just once a week. Mm-hmm. She was against it. She would fight it. She would have a good time when she was there, but it was always a battle.
Yeah, so she always came out happy. And so, like, she enjoyed it. But, like, yeah, she's a homebody. All of our kids are kind of homebodies. They don't really like to be busy. So getting them out the door when they're, like, doing their thing at home and playing and, like, it's just really hard to get out the door.
So this year, we are several months in, and they are loving it. Mm-hmm. And it is not difficult, typically, to get them to dance. One of the reasons I think we just kind of got lucky that it's what you do every weekday, where you actually pick them up.
I know. At first, I was like upset that the dance start time on the weekdays is literally like right after school. So we don't have time to come home and eat dinner or anything. Like, I pick them up. I do their hair in the car. They get dressed in the car. They need like the ballerina bun. We put on tights in the car, and they have to go literally from school to dance. At first, I was like, ugh, I wish we could go home and eat dinner and then go. But for like Maisie's sake, our 6-year-old, I think she doesn't have to think about the transition. It's just like part of her routine that she doesn't go home. So she never once complains on those days. I think sometimes you can tell she's like tired when she gets home or hangry. It's the Saturdays that, like, you know, she just wants to relax at home. Those are the only days that are a struggle for her. But yeah, Tenley, our 8-year-old, our middle child, oh, she is loving it.
It's like her happy place. Mm-hmm. And all, when we're not at dance, like, all she wants to do is dance. And like these acrobatic moves, these round, I'm learning all these new terms. I feel like such a cool dance dad. Aerials, round offs, are those the only two things?
Back bend, walkover. I don't know all these things.
Oh, and I'm watching them in our living room so nervously. I'm like, oh, don't do that. They're doing back bends and like flipping over backwards. And it's taken me a while to get used to it because I'm like, you are gonna hurt yourself.
I know. Anything with the neck, it's like, oh, please, please be careful.
But it's totally turned into like their happy place, and it's crazy because they're like, they're getting really good. So fast forward now to this last weekend was both of them.
The first big competition. Yeah.
Which as the dance mom, why don't take us through your experience?
Well, I mean, it starts like weeks ahead of time. Like you have to buy this certain makeup. You have to buy, like, make sure you have shoes. You have like, you have to pack, you have to get the right bag, duffel bag, because like all the moms have these fancy duffels that like turn into like a little, like, you know, it has like a rod and hanging stuff and a stool, and everyone's like, oh, and I got a special blanket that matches their dance theme.
It feels
to
like
sit
to
on.
Me,
it's
it feels like dance moms create their own neighborhood out of their suitcases at these competitions.
Yes.
It's insane.
It is insane. And I get the like the draw of having these duffels, because you literally have to like put so much stuff in it, and it's nice to just have it in one thing, and it's nice that it's functional, and like, yeah. So it kind of starts like before the competition. It's like my head is like feeling like it's going to explode, trying to organize all the things I need. And then, like, you don't really get the schedule of the dances until a couple days before. And, like, since I have 2 dancers, it's, like, crazy. Like, you know, I have to, like, figure out what time do I need to be there? How far away is it? What time do I need to start getting their hair and makeup ready? So yeah, it kind of like is all of that. And then once you get there, it's, yeah. And then on top of all that, I felt a little extra underwater because our 3-year-old was with me this whole time. I've talked to, they're like, they think I'm crazy that I'm just doing this for the first time this year with two instead of like easing into it, like making one of them do it and then two. And then on top of that, they're like, why is your 3-year-old with you? Like, you're insane. Because our 3-year-old like hangs on me, and like it's quite hard to change my daughter right when she gets off stage into a new costume, new tights, new hairpiece, new earrings, new all this stuff, and like turn it around and get her back on stage within like 5 minutes.
It's
and
like
then I have my 3-year-old screaming at me.
Every little dancer has a stage manager named Mom. And I would have had Winnie, I would like to think. I was at a basketball tournament with our oldest. I actually did like the across town, went to one of his games, drove down to see Maisie dance, back to the basketball game, back down to see Tenley dance.
Yep.
Which was great. And I just have to say, as a dance dad observer who doesn't have to do a whole lot, it's great. I actually really love it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good time for me to interject and just say the cult. Like, I'm a baseball guy, meaning I like to be out in the sun, sitting on a bench during a baseball game, and the pace of a baseball game is different than basketball.
Yes.
Or hockey.
Quite chill.
You've got some time to breathe, right? You do have intense moments, but you have time to breathe. You're under the beautiful sun. You're chewing sunflower seeds. You're clapping. Basketball, all of these people are crammed into a gym. These kids are running up and down. They don't always know what they're doing. Referees are blowing whistles super loud. Parents are yelling at the referees. Kids are yelling at each other.
Anytime a kid falls, it just sounds terrible. Like, it hurts. Like, the floor is so hard.
We need ice.
There's a lot of triggers at a basketball
game. I get stressed out.
So
I'm an assistant coach, and I don't, I just try to observe. I don't like, it's hard to shout over all the other screaming, and it's, some of the screaming from like head coaches, it's to be productive. It's the only way to get your team to hear you.
Right.
But then there's just a lot of screaming, and I'm just overwhelmed. And
there's usually a game so side stressful. By side. So it's like double.
Everyone's always, exactly. There's
everything.
And then the horns go off. And then I'm like, it's so loud. And it just, it's too much for me. And it's a little, like, it can be negative. I just don't like it. It's like, everybody, you know what? The refs are doing their best. Don't assume the refs are going to get everything right. Just chill. Everybody relax. So then going down to the dance competition,
mm-hmm.
100,
the contrast.
Like it's a 180. It's just full on positivity, smiles,
lots of cheering.
Exciting, cheering. There's zero negativity. Everybody supports each other. All these dance teams are cheering each other on, and it's mm-hmm. just, it's like a ball of happiness.
It is.
So
and the dances are so moving, and all the music,
it
and
is.
It's like, I just feel so good.
Exactly. And I'm so proud of all these girls who work so hard,
mm-hmm.
and some boys too.
Yeah.
On these dance teams, and it's just very fun. So
yes. So and I sometimes it feels like I knock the culture because it is so intense, and like just being new and being around all these seasoned, like our girls are like, especially our 8-year-old, she's kind of old to be starting dance. Like, these girls start when they're 2 and 3. And so like the people on Tenley's team have been dancing for, and they're older girls too. So they've been dancing for 8 years. And so she is so new, and I am so new at the dance mom thing. So it feels like I'm knocking the culture sometimes just because it is intimidating. And it can feel like I have so much to learn, and I have so much like confidence to build in myself and like managing it all. But I feel like I love how close knit and like, I mean, it's fun to be part of. And so far we've had positive experiences with, like, I feel like they do such a good job, like kind of empowering these girls and creating this like self-esteem, like building friendships. And I haven't gotten like the clicky, like the internal kind of politics and competition. I haven't felt that yet. I know that can be part of dance too in any youth sports, really. But so far, it's all been like, I feel like they're boosting these girls' confidence so much. So it's exciting. But yeah, the managing it all is...
How many hours have you spent over the last couple of weeks?
Oh yeah, I had a rhinestone.
Gluing these little rhinestones on dance costumes.
That's another part. Oh my goodness. When you hours.
We didn't know this, but you buy the costume and the costume is only halfway there.
Yeah.
You need to take all these little sequences and gemstones and rhinestones.
Dazzle it. I mean, and this is like not my strength. I am just not super coordinated and like artsy. I want to be, but like, yeah, they're like, oh, you have to sew this bow on. And I'm like, mom, help. I don't know how to sew. And then you have to rhinestone like hundreds of these rhinestones. And I messed up. Like I got glue stains and I'm freaking out. So yeah, I just feel like I don't belong sometimes. But like when I finished my first costume, it wasn't perfect, but I like was so proud of myself because I did like pour like 3, 4, or 5 hours into like one costume, and then like it looks so beautiful after, and then to see your daughter, my daughter wear it, it was, I felt really proud of myself. I'm like, oh, okay, I could get used to this. But again, just jumping right in with two girls is a lot because I'm gonna have 8 costumes total.
It's
to
legit
do.
It's legit a part-time job.
Yeah,
being a dance mom.
It is.
And it seems like it's mostly moms doing this. Are there any dads back there helping their girls?
Oh, yeah. There are definitely dance
there
dads.
Are. Okay.
I mean, the only hard part is like dads can't go into the girls' dressing room and vice versa. So, you know, it's just kind of that culture of like all the moms help out if a girl has a dance dad and needs help getting dressed, yeah. Hand it off. But yeah, there are dads who rhinestone. There are dads who do it all. But yeah, I mean, I think as a mom in general, this is just a good time to like remind ourselves that like we have so much going on in our heads. We're juggling so much. And like, this is just kind of like one part of like the 1,000 things going on in my head. It's like, oh, and then we have volleyball and we have this. And then, oh, we have a family dinner and we have, oh, a birthday party's coming up. I have to buy a present for, our daughter's friend's birthday party, and then we have a birthday party that we have to plan, and then if you have nap time and all these things, and I have to meal plan, I have to grocery shop. I mean, it's just like so much going on in our heads, and so sometimes I feel like I'm going to self-combust and like literally explode or pass out or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. It's a lot. So I think like, I don't know, when I was proud of myself for the rhinestone costume, I think to find little moments where you can, like, I don't know, just give yourself a little pat on the back and give yourself a little grace and be like, this is hard, but it's also, like, really cool that we get to be part of these things. I don't know.
I'm with you. No, I hear. You know? I get that.
I kind of wish someone would have just taken Winnie, and my mom eventually did.
Yeah.
But our 3-year-old is kind of scary, and I get that. And like, she's kind of obsessed with me, and I get that.
Who wouldn't be?
And like, our like grandparents are so good with helping us with our kids, and you've always been like just as much a part of the parenting team as I am. Like, you are, but like, sometimes with our 3-year-old, I feel like it's all on me to like, okay, I'll take her because she's crazy. Like, and so like in those moments, it's like, I know she's crazy, but just wish someone.
Well, even yesterday, she was crazy. She wanted to go with you. I can't remember what the deal was, but she was going nuts.
She was going on a date with our first one.
That's right. She followed you into the garage, and I picked her up. She's kicking and screaming. And I think within like 30 seconds, she was cool and laughing.
Okay.
So
that's
really
good to know.
It's just the show that the youngest is putting on. But
That happened.
Back to this last weekend, yeah. Though, she was getting tired. You had been there for like, 4 or 5 hours or something like that. Towards the end, she was absolutely crazy. And Tenley's dance was coming up. Finally, your mom took her out to the lobby. And about 15 minutes later, we get a picture of Winnie, our 3-year-old that we're talking about, sleeping in the gift shop of this dance competition.
In the corner of this like gift shop. She's like in the corner of the room. It looks like she's like, I don't know, like
face down on
in
a
timeout
floor.
Or we like like she's hurt. I don't know. She's face down on a wood floor.
She was tired. She needed a nap. See, this is what we forget sometimes.
I know. It's always those moments when they're extra crazy and then all of a sudden they pass out on the couch and you're like, oh. Or you give them food and they like all of a sudden like have some color back in their face and calm down. Like, oh, you were hungry.
Yeah. And that's what we learned.
Because when you're running around with your head cut off, you kind of like forget the basic necessities of their humanness.
Right.
Like, oh.
Right.
But yeah, she also let a blood-curdling scream when my mom took her. Right, like all these dances are happening on stage and everyone's. But I think the nice part about these things is there's a lot of camaraderie. Like everyone has kit, like in these events, you know, these youth sports, like everyone kind of gets it.
The amount of 2-year-old or 3-year-old kids watching tablets during these dance competitions, like it's 100% necessary. Mm-hmm. These moms are soldiers, dads are soldiers, and it, you know, whatever it takes, just make them happy. But
P.S. like we were with our friends the other night and they were talking about how, like, she was talking about how, because she loves doing like the colored planners and like writing out things, and I do too. Like that's brings me back nostalgic, like having those planners where you write everything out. But she was expressing frustration with like just the family trying to like figure everything out, and like her husband has to travel for work and she never knows, and like it's all these things. And I'm like, you guys have a shared calendar, right? And she didn't. And I feel like someone told us a couple of years ago about the shared calendar.
Right, just on the iPhone.
Just on your iPhone, you can like connect with each other. Like, and so every time you add something, you just make sure you're adding it to the shared calendar. And that has been a huge
game changer
for us.
Quite often, yep. And it eliminates little fights where it's like, I didn't know you had that.
Yeah.
Or, and because it, if I didn't know you had this wine night planned with the neighbor ladies.
Like, it's on the calendar. I put it on the calendar right away. It's on the calendar.
And that's the thing. Like, it's on the calendar. So then I don't have it. You respect the calendar.
My
excuses are diminished a little bit if it's on the calendar and vice versa. But, yeah, we are dance parents.
We are new
to dance parenting. I think we have a few, like, competitions throughout the spring. It ends with a big old bash. This summer.
Oh yeah, Nationals in Florida. Daytona Beach.
We decided we are not going to take Winnie because it's just, she's a handful. We're going to leave her at home.
Yeah.
Decision made.
Well, a lot of people are making it a fun like vacation family trip, and then a lot of people aren't too. But like our firstborn is such a homebody, and we gave him the option. We're like,
I begged him. I almost begged him to come.
I'm like, we're going to be on a beach.
He wants to stay.
He's like, oh, but it's summer and grandma's house. And like, he just is such a grandma's boy.
Yep. He'll be.
And so I don't want to take that away from him.
He'll be playing with his cousins, swimming in grandma's pool, having the time of his life.
And so since he's staying home, we might as well leave Winnie home.
Of course.
That was a thinking.
You know, a couple weeks ago, we talked about travel hacks. I'm going to add a travel hack right here. Never bring all of your kids when you travel. Especially if you have four more kids. Keep half of them at home. Unless
sometimes
the ratio, it's the parent to kid ratio. It should be 1-to-1. Okay. So if you bring all four kids, that means you need four adults. Mm-hmm. So grandma and grandpa need to come.
I mean, and especially when these kids are little, you know?
Well,
it's like you don't have to worry so much about the family time, core memories, like having a grand old time. Like, it's okay to wait until the youngest is 5 to include them on family vacation.
That's true.
Leave them behind if you can. If you're lucky enough to have help and grandparents local, you know?
Yeah, I'm just as much like YOLO, make the trip happen. You don't know what's guaranteed tomorrow. But at the same time, I'm like, also you could just wait like 2 years so that you're not dragging a 2-year-old on the airplane. But
during the dance competition, I'm pretty sure I looked at you and I pointed to Winnie. I said, never again am I in charge of her at a dance competition.
Well, yeah,
I cannot do this. She's not invited.
Yeah. Oh, I'll just bring her to the basketball tournaments. She can scream at the referees with the rest of
she'll fit right in.
The parents and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, super fun. Well, that's it for this week.
That's it. We have to go to school conferences.
School conferences right tonight. Can't wait for all the stories that mm-hmm. might bring.
That'll be fun.
And you have a great week. Hope you stay safe and have fun with your family. And we'll see you right back here next week on The Funny Thing About Parenting.
Bye.